Hey, welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professional who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fund their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. Yes, today is a special episode. Not only I'm here to host the podcast, we have a special guest. We have the co-founder of Home Care Bosses United Consulting Firm, which happens to be my husband too, Enoch Dennis. Enoch, introduce yourself real quick, and then we'll get into the topic.
Hello, everybody. I am Enoch Dennis, and yes, that's my wife. And I am the co-founder of Home Care Secrets Consulting Firm, and as well as our own home care agency here in South Florida.
Awesome, awesome. So today's topic is one of the things that I realized either in our coaching program or in our free community that we have of people who are in the home care industry. One of the things that hold people back the most is fear. And it happens at every level. In my free community, I'll see people, they want to start their agency, but fear is holding them back. In my coaching program, we have people, they started their agency, they got over that hump, but now fear is holding them back when it's time for them to start marketing their agency. So fear, in my experience, has been something that's holding people back from their next level. And today, we want to have a discussion about it and talk about it and give you some practical steps of what to do when you find yourself being paralyzed with fear.
So, first of all, I want to let you know, guys, what we're going to be talking about today is one of the things that we teach in our program to our own clients, because we have a full mindset personal development section in our program. It's not just give you a little bit of motivation, but it's actually giving you tools so that every time those things come on, you can actually use those tools and overcome whatever is in your way. It's not just motivating you and then after 2-3 days, the motivation is gone. So we actually have a full-fledged mindset program inside of our
home care agency.
Home care coaching program. So it's like having two huge programs into one.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about fear today, and
yes, definitely. For me, I've experienced fear many, many times in my journey. I can remember many times. I remember when I put my resignation letter to leave my nursing job, which is all that I know and all that I knew at that time. I was really excited, but I was also afraid at the same time. I was excited about the future. I was afraid about the future. I was excited about new opportunities. I was afraid about new opportunities. And I remember around like a month after quitting my job and I'm getting into obstacles with my agency already. And I remember one day I woke up and told my husband, you know, that's it. I'm going back to my job. I'm going to tell my boss that I was wrong for leaving. I'm coming back. I need my job because I was afraid of what is going to happen. Am I really going to be successful? Or if this is successful, what's going to happen? How will life look like? So I had lots of fear, and I remember my husband was like, no, you're not going back. There's no way you're going back. And if it wasn't for that moment that it was there for me, and that's one thing as well, you also need to surround yourself with the right people, because it could have been easily a different picture if I was around somebody that said, hey, okay, maybe this business idea was wrong. You should have just, you should just go back. And now I'll probably be back at my job where I was miserable. But I'm so glad that day you didn't let me basically back down. And that's why today we have the agency, we have a consulting firm where we're helping people do the same thing that we are doing. So now let's go a little bit. But before I go into that, I want to let you know, like, I started this business being afraid. So if you're afraid right now, I know how that felt, okay? I know that it felt. But also, everything that we'll really, and that's probably how you feel right now. But what I realized, I know there's a quote that says that everything you want is basically on the other side of your fear. And that quote is so true. And once you overcome your fear, you will see it. It will pay off. Like for me, it paid off. Like the year that I decided, like, hey, I'm going to open my agency, I was afraid. But I did it. And that year was one of the best year ever. Of course, there was lots of obstacles in the way in the first year. But at the same time, it was the year that I feel like I found my purpose, that I was doing something that was really fulfilling. Not only that, that's what led to us having a consulting firm right now. Because if I didn't make that first step in launching my own agency, I wouldn't be able to today to be able to have a consulting firm where we're helping thousands and thousands of people in this industry so they too can own their own agency. So that's what I wanted to say first before we go into it. So now, Enoch, I know this is your jam. So tell us a little bit. I know I share my story with them about fear. Like, I overcame it and I'm happy with the results. So now let's give them the solution. How do you, because we all going to experience fear at some point of life. So when that happens, what are some of the practical steps that we have to take in order to overcome the fear?
Okay, so I will be giving you some practical steps to overcome fears whenever it comes your way. First of all, I want to actually go a few steps back and address exactly what fear is. And I want to let you know that what I use when it comes to like mindset coaching and talking about those things, I use them with the biblical background, right? So a lot of the things that I'm going to tell you, they are based onto the fact that we are created by God. So let's start, shall we? What is fear, right? What is fear? When I look at human being as, you know, human beings as a creation, right? When God created us, fear was not something God created us with. Let me say this. God created us with all power, right? In Genesis 1:26-28, it says to have power over everything, to have dominion over everything, to have authority. So someone who has dominion over everything, there is no fear, right? There is no fear if you have dominion, if you have authority over everything. You cannot fear something you have dominion over. So when we were created, we were created with all power over everything on this earth and every circumstances that will come our way as a result of the things on this earth. Now, what happened? We all know what happened after rebellion. And now we get to the point where we become afraid of things in our surrounding, right? That power, that all power we had, we kind of lost some of that power because the things that we were supposed to have dominion over now become almost in a fight against us, right? The lion is not supposed to be something that we run if we see one. It's supposed to be something that we have control over, that we can pet a lion. That's what it's supposed to be. But now we see a lion, we run away. What happened? Fear is something that is not original to us. It's not original to us. So in our human spirit, we know fear is not something that's original to us. So when something happens, or when we are in a situation where we are not exercising our all power in that situation, were we not standing in our power, our soul, our human spirit has a way of checking us to say, right now, you're not standing in all your power. It's like a check engine, right? Fear is like a check engine to let you know, hey, at this moment, you are not standing in all your power that you were created with. It's checking you. Let's say you're walking somewhere, you see a dog, and then you are afraid of the dog. It's a check engine light that comes on to let you know you are not standing in all your power before the dog, because you are supposed to be to have dominion over that dog. It's checking you, right? So now, once you, a lot of times when we don't know, when we don't have that knowledge, we run away because we feel like that's the best thing to do, to run away. But when we have that knowledge, we know the fear is just a light coming on, letting us know there is something that is not supposed to be there, right? Is that you are actually not standing in all your power before the dog. It's like now you're feeling powerless. So fear is actually a sign of feeling powerless, right? So a lot of you guys, you are in the medical field, and I'm going to use a little some analogy for you. For example, our body knows that certain things are not supposed to be in there. We don't have to tell the body that, right? When something gets in our body that's not supposed to be in there, what happens? We get some reactions, right? You get headache, fever, a cough, cold, because the body is saying this bacteria is not supposed to be in there, and I'm letting you know, right? So the body lets you know by having a fever, by having a cold or a cough, to let you know there's something in the body that's not supposed to be there. So fear is that way. Fear is the body. Fear is your soul letting you know there is something in that is not supposed to be there. And that something is the feeling of powerlessness before whatever it is, before the situation. So it's letting you know that so that you can get yourself together and stand in awe of your power. So that is the first step of understanding overcoming fear, is understanding that fear is really not much but our human spirit letting us know that, hey, you at this moment you are feeling powerless before that situation, and because of that you need to stand in your power, right? The yeah. same thing, if you feel fear, if you feel fear before a person, it's letting you know at this moment you are feeling powerless before that person, and you need to stand in your power, right? And this is exactly the reason why we are only supposed to have fear for God, because of course we are powerless before God, right? He's our creator. But before everything else and everyone else, we are supposed to be standing in our power. So
wow, this is like mind blowing that we are powerful, and basically fear is a state where we feel powerless in front of the situation, and fear is not even natural to us as human beings. So definitely thank you for bringing that. So now that we understand fear, what is the next step? What do we have to do when we get into those situations? Like, we're afraid of starting our business. We're afraid that we are going to fail. We're afraid that we're going to be successful. Believe it or not, some of us are afraid that we are going to be successful, okay? So what do we do next? Now we understand, like, you just blow our mind with the understanding of what fear is. So what is our next step now?
So the next step is, first of all, is to actually have that, what I just said, engrave that in your mind, right? Engrave that in your mind so that it becomes second nature, right? So instead of your second nature is to run away, make it your second nature is to know, okay, what fear is. So now the next step is, when you get in front of that situation, you acknowledge it. Acknowledge that, okay, right now, I am not standing, my soul is telling me my spirit is telling me at that moment, I am not standing in all of my power, right? I'm not standing in all of my power at the moment. So acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you are what we call afraid. Acknowledge the fear for what it is, which is right now at this moment, in front of that circumstance, in front of that person, I am not standing in all of my power. So you have to acknowledge it.
Okay, so yeah, because if you don't acknowledge a problem, you cannot solve it, basically. So once we acknowledge it, okay, now we know it's there. How do we overcome this?
So once you acknowledge it, you have to understand, okay, what creates that, right? What creates it? Let's say it's about, I give you an example of the dog, right? Acknowledge that, okay, I'm not sending, you know, all of my power before the dog. So now you have to say what creates that. Okay, it's like stories and things that, yeah, dogs, they bite and all of that. And you understand that. If it is about, let's say, taking the leap to start your own home care agency, to start a business, well, that fear comes, acknowledge it. And then what creates that fear is because that, well, all the things that you rely on that you don't want to lose, right? Let's say, hey, if I start that business, it's going to require my time away from my job. Well, I have the pension, I have the life insurance, I have the health insurance, and all of those things, that this is why you are now standing powerless before that situation. It's all of those other things that you have. It may also be stories about people who have started and they have failed, stories of people you know, stories you have read, you have heard of people who started and they didn't get far, and you see, you acknowledge, okay, so those are the reasons why I am feeling powerless right now. So all those reasons, guess what? They are outside of you. None of them are actually inside of you. They are always going to be outside of you and not really inside of you, because inside of you is the power that you have that's inside of you that you can stand in.
Awesome. And I really like the fact that you bring that, like, really understand the cause of it, because lots of time people come to me and they'll say, Sue, I'm afraid of starting my business. I think I'm going to fail. And when I ask them to dig a little bit deeper, say, why are you afraid that you're going to fail? And as they starting asking themselves why, that's one of the techniques that I teach them, say, okay, ask yourself why, but like five times, why are you afraid? And the more they dig in, the more they realize what they think they're afraid of, it's not really what it is. Lots of time when they come and say, hey, I'm afraid of failure. And when they dig deeper, really, it's they're afraid of what society will say about them if they fail, or what their family will say, what their kids will say, what their spouse will say about them if they fail. So understanding that root of the fear is definitely important. And lots of time, once people are really seeing the reason why they're really afraid, they start asking themselves, like, should I really, like in that example, should I really care about what society will think of me if this doesn't work out? And they kind of say, like, that is not something I should have been like caring about, what society will think about me and things like that. So that's definitely a good one.
Yeah. And it's most likely a story, right? It's a story that we've told ourselves that almost have nothing to do with us, right? Mm-hmm. It's usually a story. And if you ask the questions, the why, you're going to realize it's a story. You've heard a story, you've seen a story, or you've been told a story, or you've told yourself a story. And at that moment, the story is playing, you know, is coming up, and you're not even aware of it. But that is what we call fear, but it's actually a story that almost has nothing to do with you, because the story is not inside of you. It's outside of you. What's inside of you is actually all the power that you were born with, all the power that you were created with. That is what's inside of you. And I want to remind you that you are not giving a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, right? A spirit of power, because when God created us, He blew His breath inside of He gave us that breath. It comes with all the power. So it's not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power that we all have that's really inside of us. So all those other things, they are 100% outside of you. None of them is inside of you.
So now they understand the root of the fear. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that they need to do in order to finalize the process of overcoming the fear?
Yeah, so the last thing is that once you understand that and you know that this has nothing to do with you internally, so now the last step is to stand in your power. Standing in your power requires you to make an action plan, right? Because when you stand in your power, you have to take action. If you do not take action, you're going right back to the story. Right? The only way for you to move forward is to take action, to get that next step, right? So if you don't take any action, guess what? You are right back to that story. So take action, make a plan. You know what? I'm afraid of what people are going to say. This is what the fear is. You know, the stories of people who have failed and what they came to and all of that. Well, inside of me is the power, so I'm going to stand before that situation. You stand in your power knowing that I have more power than that situation. I have more power than not being able to make it through and for people to say anything. The power is in me to succeed, right? The power is in me to succeed. And I just want to throw something out there just a little bit, is that you were born to succeed, okay? Every time you think about failure, say to yourself, I was born to succeed. Whatever it is you're going to do, whatever it is, whether it's the home care agency, it's a speech you're going to give at a place, it's an exam you're going to take, you were born to succeed at that exam, at that speech, at that business. So the next thing is to make a plan. What is it that you are afraid of? You are afraid that you're going to fail. Well, what can I do so that I am one step closer to not failing? What would make you fail? Ask yourself, what would make me fail, right? Well, not having enough knowledge of how to do this, how to go about starting it. I don't know the first step. Well, make a plan. Where can I get that knowledge? Have power, right? All of those questions, they are questions that give you power. Where can I get this, right? People who are powerful, they don't sit there and just linger over a problem. They say, how can I solve this? Who can I give this to? Who can solve this for me? Who can help me solve this problem? So this is what powerful people do. When you stand in your power, you ask those questions. Where can I get that knowledge, right? Who can help me so that the things that I don't know, who knows those things? And they can help me get this knowledge. They can share this knowledge with me. They can teach me this knowledge so that I make sure that I do not fail. So that way you stand in your power by asking those powerful questions. Who can I, who can help me with this? And how can I get someone to help me with this, right? So ask yourself those powerful questions. Where can I get this help? Where and who? Those are powerful questions that will help you stand fully in your power. And once you ask yourself those questions, you're going to find the who, you're going to find the where. Take action, okay? Please, take action. If you do not take action, you're going to go right back to the fear. The only way to stand before your fear is to actually take action.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This was so good. So thank you so much. Again, as you are sharing, I remember one of our clients, when she came to me, she already had her agency, but one of her fear, but she wasn't making a profit because of pricing. She wasn't charging enough. And when I look over everything and I told her, you're not charging enough, we need to raise your prices. And she was so afraid. She's like, Sue, there's no way I'm going to raise my prices. There's no way people are going to pay me for this, that much money for this. And I knew if she continued like with the pricing that she had, she will never see like the profit, and she'll never be able to impact at the level that she wanted to impact. And after a few meetings, she decided to let go of fear, went over our process of how to overcome fears. Then she decided to raise her price. And when she raised the price, to her surprise, there were clients who were willing to pay for her services. And she had the best month in revenue to raise the price. So don't let fear stop you. Don't let fear drive your life. You need to, like you said, we are powerful beings. We're not powerless. We were created to be powerful. And I like that analogy that you gave. Fear is like a check engine to remind us, hey, you're created to be powerful. Stand in your power. So we're inviting you to stand of your power. And if you are ready to start, if you are ready to stop letting fear be in the driver's seat of your life, and you're ready to say yes to yourself and follow your dream of having your home care agency, I have a special invitation for you. I'm inviting you to apply for a Home Care Agency Foundation program where we'll help you build your profitable home care agency the right way, with the right structure, with all the right tools that you need to be successful. And I'm very excited about this program that we have. And one of my mentors, she always say, like, invitation precedes the transformation. So this is like your invitation for your next level transformation. And our program is not for anyone. That's exactly why we do the application. We are very selective about who we work with. So that's why we make people go to an application. Once you go to the application process, somebody from our team will reach out to you. But this program is really for people who are serious, people who take actions, people who are ready to really invest in themselves. You are ready to go all in after your dream. This program is for you. And we all have fears. And the fear, not because we just give you this process, means like you will never experience fear again. Now, that's not true. We still experience fear, right? I still experience fears from time to time. But you can use that process that we teach you whenever fears show up, so you know how to overcome that fear. We all have fear. Whenever you decide to do something that is outside of your comfort zone, fear is going to show up. I think of it like it's our ego really trying to protect us, trying to tell us where you are right now. You comfortable? You okay? Why are you trying to get to something that you don't even know what it is? You don't even know how it's going to make you feel. Why are you trying to get that? But I can assure you, the freedom that you're looking for, the financial freedom you're looking for, the breakthrough that you are looking for is definitely on the other side of your fear. And that's why it's time to stop letting fear be in the driver's seat of your life. Stop letting fear being what's controlling your life. Stop living in fears and be ready to take control of your situation. Be ready to be in that powerful state and say yes to yourself. Say yes to all of your dreams. Say yes to your dream of having your home care agency. Like you've been thinking about this for so long, right? I met people, they say, Sue, I've been thinking about this for 7 years, but fear has stopped me from doing it. So don't let fear stop you for years and years. Now say yes to your dream of having your home care agency. And the cool thing, you don't have to do this alone. I know lots of people have the fear because they don't have the knowledge. They don't know what to do. The good thing, we're not stingy. We're sharing all of our knowledge with you that you need to have a profitable home care agency that can bring you 6 or 7 figure, and all that you have to do to be part of that, so we can share even more of the knowledge that we have with you, give you step by step guidance is to apply to our leading home care training program, and you can learn more about it if you go to our website, Home Care Bosses United. In there, you can apply, and then you'll hear back from us soon. Do you have any last word, anything else you want to say?
Any last word that I want to say is that this is the opportunity for you to actually stand in your power and take action. Remember, if you had fear about anything when it comes to starting and building your home care agency, and now you get this knowledge about fear, your next step is to stand in your power. Stand in your power, knowing that all of those things are outside of you. Inside of you is power. And the next thing is to take action. And we're giving you the opportunity now to take action so that you don't go back to that fear. Unless you take action, remember the process. Unless you take action, you go right back to where you were before. You go right back to that fear state. So now it's your time. It's your turn to take action so that you can move past that state of fear, take action, and then you will see that fear is gone from you.
Awesome. This is so good. You should come and hear more often and do more podcasts with me. You see, I'm acting in public, so you can turn me down. So you should come here more often. But thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Home Care Bosses podcast. If you have any questions about the home care industry, we'd like to answer it for you. So all you have to do, go on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating. Okay, please leave us a rating, leave us a review as well. And while you writing your reviews, you can put your questions there, put your name there, and I'll answer your questions and also give you a shout out. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode.